Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 716 ESPN 97.5, your home for them Aggies right here. You heard it on Saturday. And guess what? Coming again this Saturday. The biggest game of the year for Texas A&M. Sitting there right now at 7-4. They need a win over LSU. Something that they haven't done yet. This would be big to be 8-4 heading into a bowl game. It gets you a better bowl. It gets you more notoriety. It 8-4 is always much better than 7-5. So, and oh, by the way, you got to want to get this monkey off your back, this LSU monkey. I know, obviously, this staff hasn't been part of it, but it is part of Texas A&M right now. And joining us right now is the head coach of Texas A&M University, Jimbo Fisher, here on ESPN 97.5. Coach, how are you?
Fine. How you doing this morning?
Good. Man, I'll tell you this. You know, that was a week where, you know, the Citadel and Rice and all these games around the SEC, coach, and you picked a really tough one. But you guys took care of business. You must have had those guys focused before that game.
We did. We made a point of it all week and understood that this was a very good football team which we played. And you know, we had it was a great opportunity for us because, like you say, sometimes other games, we got to get better. And where we're at in the development of our program, I thought it was a great challenge and a great opportunity. And I think our kids met it. I mean, that was a very tough football game. Could have, you know, a lot of parts of that game could have went different ways. And we made some key plays, and I love the way our kids competed in the game.
Coach, talk about Trevion and the season that he is having. Another big game. Obviously, UAB, you should be able to dominate up front. But the way that he's running the football, he looks like he's going to play on Sundays.
He is, and the thing about it, I was fired about too, is they were. I think in the top 10 against the rush coming in, they were top, had 76 categories. They were top five in the country on defense. And we were able to do that up front. And he played extremely well, just running the football, blocking, doing things, catching the ball out of the backfield. And he and Kellen, I thought, were outstanding in the game.
I got to ask you, I saw the numbers yesterday, and it was a good job at TexAgs, the website, for putting it out there. How does your tight end not, how's he not a finalist for the Mackey Award? I mean, touchdowns, yards per catch, catches, yard, every imaginable statistic. You ask him to do some blocking as well. How does he not end up in the Mackey finalist?
I mean, I, when those situations come out with awards, that's why I think awards are, I mean, when you're picking one guy, there's nothing, I don't know the other guys. I've never seen much of them, and listen, I'm not taking anything away. They're outstanding players, obviously, and obviously they wouldn't be there. But, you know, our guys had a tremendous year, and it seems like every year there's always something that, you know, somebody's always left out of those awards. But I just say that for Jason, what he does for us and how the kind of year he's had, I mean, it's hard for me to fathom that. But at the same time, I don't want to take anything away from anything that is going on with those guys because obviously they're outstanding players too. But, hey, you know, like you say, sometimes those awards are one thing, but I think when it's all said and done, when he graduates here in another year, I think his career in this game will, you know, I think he's got a great one.
Yeah, and that's what, and you know, I'm part of the selection committee for the Joe Moore Awards, and we've got to find the best offensive line of college football, and we take it very, very seriously, and it's tough. I mean, you got to put time in. We watch tape and tape and tape and try to make sure because we don't want to short anybody that deserves attention, and it's not hard, but, you know, if you don't put that time in, you will overlook. Guys will get overlooked, and I think that is the problem with some of these awards. You say, I don't want to linger on it too long, but I do think your guy deserves attention because he's really had a nice year, and it's a big part of what you do as well as you know, Izzo, you had Nick O'Leary. I mean, you ask your guys to do more than just catch the football, so I think he deserves some attention.
I do too. I mean, he's been outstanding, and I totally agree with you. I mean, and the thing about him is what you'll love about him, Lance, is this kid should have played in 1960 or 70. And what I mean by that is, you know, the old day, well, coach, I've worked hard. I do it again. Yes, sir. I mean, this kid will run a 30-yard route down the field and we'll screw it up somehow, or he'll run, you know, I want you to do it. And I mean, sprint back, go do it again. And it doesn't know the word tired, doesn't know the word except yes, sir, no, sir, and just works his tail off. I mean, he's a throwback type kid. He really is.
We're talking with Jimbo Fisher on your home for the Aggies, ESPN 97.5. Got the game on Saturday, LSU and Texas A&M. Well, let's talk about this game, Coach, and what are you seeing? I don't know, man. Offensively, LSU, it just seems like it hasn't changed since you left, or it's regressed since you left, actually. But yet, they at times, they are able to move the ball. LSU, it seems like they're stuck in a time warp.
Well, I mean, they play a physical brand of football. They're big up front. They're going to run the ISOs. They're going to run ISO formation. They'll get in the one back, but, you know, big offensive lineman, athletic, back, big, physical, strong, pound you, hit you. Receivers can run. I mean, very athletic. Don't play a lot of spread formations at times, but do it. And then the quarterback is a guy, like you say, he throws it really well, but he's got a lot of savvy and moxie. And I know those are terms you say, but just get a feel for the game and knows how to play and compete. But they're a big physical team that, you know, you're going to have to stop the run. But at the same time, it's almost like do that. So a lot of quick passes and then take their shots down the field with very athletic receivers.
Jimbo Fisher, head coach, Texas A&M, joins us right now. And, Coach, around the conference, you look around the conference, and as you study teams and you get ready for every matchup because you're watching film, and is there anything that strikes you about what you're seeing this year from the SEC West in terms of comparison of conferences versus where you came from? What are some of the similarities or differences that you see?
Well, I think, you know, everybody, the athleticism in the spread game, and there's so many, you know, there's so many big skilled athletes out there now, and people getting guys in space, and of course running the quarterbacks. I mean, that's very similar. I think where the consistent differences are in our league is the number of defensive linemen and personnel than what you face week in, week out. The fronts and how you have to block them and how you have to get in different things to try to make yards, and you have to make sure you got enough help. There's always one or two of those guys on the other side to put their hand in the dirt, and you say, you know something? We got a good player here, but that's not. I don't like completely like that matchup one on one all day. We'd like to throw the ball down the field here. We'd like to do this, but if I do and I exploit it, we're getting everybody out. They can all run down the field, but that quarterback's gonna get a headache. Yeah. And I mean, just the defensive fronts and the physicality and the players that run on defense, I think, is a huge difference.
Well, and yours is too. I mean, you know, watching those guys, Dale Mack is. I went and had a chance to watch your defensive guys. Boy, he really has. This is the best he's played. The best football he's played at Texas A&M. Came in with all the hype. Really had a decent freshman year. Didn't do much the last 2 years. He's a different guy right now. And Kingsley Keke, I can tell you the NFL teams I talked to, some of the guys who were in lead roles didn't realize he had dropped 20 pounds headed into the year. And he's a really interesting player, too, because he can play a couple different positions. Yep. And he's really kind of an unusual athlete for being about 290 pounds. I mean, he's got a little bend and a little juice to him.
He really does. I mean, and he's that, you know, like in the secondary now, you know, you have corners in there, but be able to flip guys to nickel, to dime, to safety, to big corner, to boundary corner, to match guys up. It's the same way it's going on inside at the defensive line. You know, you run down, you big, heavy ends that can still, you know, can I play the run, and tight ends can't handle them. But at the same time, you got to say, okay, but when they start going quarterback zone read and all those things, can he handle the edge and be athletic enough to make those plays? And that's what Keke does now because of his size. But he has that quickness. But then on third down, when you go to your nickel rush packages, he can go inside and be quick on a guard and rush games. So, I mean, those guys are, and Dalen, of course, being such a big physical guy inside, and Matabuke does the same thing with us. So, but that's kind of how the game is going. It's such a specialist game. And when you get a guy that can go in and out and have the quickness to play the edge, but also the physicality to play inside, you get two players in one.
Yeah, and 52, you're right. Boy, 52 flashed on tape, too. You got to have a good one there also. You got some edge guys. It's going to, you know, it's you're not going to be poor for talent on the defensive line moving forward.
What you got to have in that SEC. Jimbo Fisher with us on ESPN 97.5. You haven't been a part of it, but these seniors haven't beaten LSU yet, Coach. Is that a motivating factor this year?
Yeah, I mean, it always is. I mean, and like I said, two things. Everybody talks about, okay, you want to win the SEC, you want to win the West, everybody talks about Alabama. But there's a pecking order that goes underneath that, you know, you got to get by those guys too. And it's an opportunity. If we can win this game, we can finish second in the West. And I think they haven't done that here since Johnny was here in 4 or 5 years. And that's why I say we're that close to doing some things. And a very important game for us in the progression of our organization. We played a lot better this year, and we're getting better. But it could be something that can really be shown. And just learning how to play this game. And you know, when you play these guys, you better line up and buckle your chin strap, because they're going to be physical, they're going to be tough. But like you say, they're still skilled on defense. like we were talking about, they have big defensive linemen. Like I said, it's like when we were there, and it's just all of a sudden, back in the day, just the same. The numbers are the same, the names are different. Just big athletic guys, but their secondary, their skill level is secondary, and their linebackers, man, like I say, they got three or four first round guys in that group. So, you know, going against these guys, you're going to have to play a certain type of game, and we got to be ready to do it.
They got two top five picks in Greedy Williams and Devin White. Okay, so, Coach, when a new coach comes in, sometimes you'll get some pushback from the seniors. Can you talk about this senior group in their last game at home?
I'm going to tell you now, we had senior night the other night. We always do it the night before, day before, or the game before. But this group has been outstanding. I've said that. I said, no, it is extremely difficult to do something your whole career and say, you know, I'm going into it, I got this. And all of a sudden, it changes. And it can really be bad because if the seniors don't buy in, sometimes it's hard for your football team to buy in. Our seniors, you talk about Mac, we say he's playing the best football of his life. He probably consistently lost his weight. We asked him to do some things and be the kind of player that we think he can be and where his future is. He's done that. I mean, you know, Dono has done a phenomenal job in the second. You talk about a leader who impacts practice every day. Alaka, I think, has had an outstanding year the way he's running. He's playing the best football that we've seen in a while. I mean, all those guys have totally bought in. On offense, there aren't any. they're all on defense. But, you know, those guys have done an outstanding. You know, Gilly's done a great job with us. Those guys have been, to me, the key point to us letting the younger guys buy in because they have, and they've done an outstanding game. And, like I said, they've gone to four straight bowl games now as a class, and hopefully we want to take another step for their legacy once they left to help us progress and getting a victory in this game.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Coach, we appreciate it, man. We'll let you get back to work. Thanks for hanging with us all season long. This was a lot of fun. Maybe we'll get together before your bowl game, too.
We'd love to. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
All right, you too. Coach. There's Coach Jimbo Fisher. Been with us all year long. Great stuff.
Oh, go ahead. You're home for
The Aggies right here. Yes, man. You can hear that game 6:30 on Saturday night. That's a night game in College Station. That's going to be good.